Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. It appears Governor Tim Walz and legislative leaders are not any closer to a special session on gun violence. The governor was asked today about negotiations between Democratic and Republican leaders.
I was told by Republican leadership that there would never be a vote on guns. I don't disagree with the leader that you want to have broader conversation about this, but that's not how this works. The leadership gets together, we lay out a parameters, and then we bring in the other legislators. But it's clear to me that Republican legislators want to talk about everything else except guns.
When MNN reached out to Republican House Speaker Lisa Daymuth, she says it appears to her that the governor is either misunderstanding or mischaracterizing the fact that even DFL leaders have acknowledged that there are not enough votes to pass a gun ban. Walz called the negotiations ongoing. This year's Legacy Cub Festival in Minneapolis will feature adult-use cannabis products for the first time. Eric Tauble with the Office of Cannabis Management says organizers just got the green light for retail sales.
And I think it's fitting. Legacy Cub is obviously the biggest cannabis festival in the Midwest, certainly has a national audience, and it's a great showcase for this sort of, market that's just beginning to emerge.
The event runs all day Saturday at Surly Brewing near the U of M campus. Officials at MNsure are warning about how the reconciliation bill passed over the summer will drive up costs for health insurance for Minnesotans. MNsure Director of Public Affairs Erica Helvig-Anderson says the expiration of certain tax credits at the end of the year will significantly impact Minnesotans' ability to afford coverage.
That means that unless Congress acts, and soon, MNsure estimates that 62% of our enrollees will see costs go up in 2026. Nearly 90,000 Minnesotans will see an increase on their monthly premium bill, and over 19,000 will lose access to all financial help.
Helvig Anderson says consumers who normally get tax credits are looking at a cost increase of about $180 a month. The Minnesota Twins were off last night and will begin their final road trip of the season with a game against the Texas Rangers at Globe Life Field tonight in Arlington. Minnesota is in fourth place in the AL Central at 67-89. In other headlines, state and local authorities are investigating the death of an infant at Rocking Horse Ranch Child Care in Savage. A city spokesperson says the child died Monday and an autopsy is underway to determine the cause. Police urge families using that daycare to monitor their children for unusual symptoms and seek medical care if needed. The Minnesota Department of Health is issuing a standing order to increase access to COVID vaccines for Minnesotans. Medical Director and State Epidemiologist Dr. Ruth Linfield says pharmacies who want to can provide the vaccine to those ages 3 to 64.
We thought it was important to ensure that any Minnesotan who wanted to have that vaccine ought to be able to get it.
MDH is breaking from federal guidance by recommending Minnesotans over 6 months get the COVID vaccine. And a Meeker County man is facing charges after authorities recovered 18 firearms and suspected meth-related items during a search. Deputies say 71-year-old Michael Hammond of Darwin Township is barred from owning guns due to his criminal history. This is MNN.